What's going on, everybody? This is your host, Mikey, from the Mikey Creator Podcast, back with another episode. Today's episode is just going to be me and you guys talking. Real quick, don't want to make this too long because I have to get home. But I made a video on YouTube, going to be editing it later on. And basically, I wanted to talk about this on the podcast as well. First and foremost, if you're listening to this podcast for the very first time, welcome. And make sure you favorite the station if you're listening to this on Anchor and subscribe on Apple Podcasts and Spotify and all the other podcast platforms that you listen to podcasts. Basically, the past couple, it's been a little bit of, feeling like, just feeling like, what's the whole point of doing what I do, right? Whether that's on YouTube, whether that's these podcasts, whether that's just anything that is not a 9-to-5, you know what I mean? Like, a 9-to-5 is a job, and obviously you understand you need that to pay bills and whatnot. But it's like, lately it's been, okay, what am I doing on YouTube, really? Like, I'm making content for those who, like, enjoy it, and then they comment, and they like, and sometimes they'll suggest different things, but it's like, man, I don't know, like, lately I've been feeling like, I don't know why I should even bother anymore, you know? And the last time I felt like this was back in, 13, 14, around there, where I spent almost 3 years pretty much contemplating on what I was doing in life. Like, I went to college, didn't finish after high school, you know, got married, and just worked. You know, just worked 9-to-5, the music wasn't going well, and I was just, at that moment, like, what am I doing with my life, you know? And that was before, you know, eventually Etranger, which was my brand, came into place. But for a good while, I was just working 9-to-5, and that's pretty much it. And just working and going home and watching, you know, movies with my wife and just spending time with my kids. And that's it, you know? And whenever that thought came to mind, I kept trying to figure out, like, throughout the days, throughout the weeks, even months, like, should I keep doing this? Should I just stick with my Spanish channel? Because it's grown a lot faster than my English one did when I first started. But, like, it's kind of stagnant now and it's kind of stale. And, like, what? You know what I mean? Like, or should I just go back to the music? Maybe attempt this one more time. Maybe take a year and try this again. And market it and, you know, try to go to different places and whatnot. And then it's just like, nah, I don't know. Because, you know, now it's just like, I have the brand and I really want to do this cafe thing. And it's like, you know, when do you get to a certain point where you say, okay, I'm going to continue to do this? Because I know it's going to be hard, but I have to find that drive. I have to find that determination to continue. Like that inspiration. Like, what is inspiring me to do all these things? Then you realize that those, you know, few subscribers that have subscribed to the channel, those few people that have commented on, you know, YouTube or even social media that enjoy your content and kind of give you these positive messages and comments, those things, I start realizing that those are the reason why I do it. It's not because I want to do a video and have a comment or a subscriber, but it's because of what they say. You know what I mean? It's not about how many say it, but what they say. Whether it's one person, whether it's 5, 10 people. And it's like, man, this is why I do it. Because there's so many creators out there that do the exact same thing I'm doing. that do food reviews, that do tech reviews, that do travel, you know, on vlogs. But there's hundreds, if not thousands, of creators that have a different personality, that have a different sense of humor, that talk different, that move different, that are taller, that are even shorter than me, which is weird because I'm pretty short itself, that are bigger than me, that are skinnier than me, that you know, create content different than me, that travel different places to, you know, the way that they eat their food on the food reviews, the way that they do tech reviews is different. You know, the cameras they use, like everything is so different. And I always had this trouble of like looking at this creator, this small creator telling me, oh, you know, saying the same thing I'm saying, but like, it would be hard to believe them when they said, oh, you know, I'm striving forward. You should strive forward too, this and that. Try not to be like Peter McKinnon. Try not to be like Casey, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, it was hard for me to kind of believe them in a way because they looked the same. And I don't know if this sounds, you know, either racist or, you know, racial profiling or whatever the case may be. But it was like, I'm Hispanic. I have a certain dialect, this accent. I look way different, you know, facial hair that is all crazy sometimes. Like, it was just like my editing, you know, probably wasn't that cinematic or whatever. And then I just went back and like thought of all the people that commented like, hey, you should do this or new subscriber here or whatever. And realized that they subscribed, they commented because they wanted to. I didn't peer pressure them. I didn't say, hey, comment down below or I'm going to stab you. You know, like, yes, I give them these maybe things that they can do. They don't have to, right? And then you realize that that's the reason why you do what you do. Right? That song that you put out, someone says, oh, it was amazing. And they share it, like, continue. You know what I mean? Like, even if you have one person, five people that share your stuff, we have to stop thinking about the next person when we're not even focusing on the people that we do have. That was the biggest issue with me. Like, I want 100,000 subscribers from the get. I want 1,000 subscribers to monetize. But it's like, so you're doing this for the money then? And it's like, no, you shouldn't think like that. Right? Like, yeah, some people want this as a goal. That's fine. Some people want the fame that comes along with it. Some people want, you know, just another platform, another source of income. But for me, it was just more like, I need to start realizing that, all right, just document whatever I'm documenting. Just film whatever I'm filming. You'll get better at editing. You'll get better at marketing. You'll get better at talking to your audience. And once I started realizing that, it was just like, man, I'm just going to, like, create content that I want to do. Like, people are loving the food reviews, you know, even if it's a couple people that like and comment. But people are still enjoying that. When I did tech reviews, the last ones I did, people commented and they enjoy that. And I enjoy it, right? And it's like, all right, now these vlogs, you know, these things that I'm shooting, like, just do it. And if people don't like it, all right, just do your other stuff. But continue to do what you love as well. You know, don't put it in private or unlisted, like, just put it out there, you know, because it might be somebody who needs to hear that, you know, it's like, oh, I needed to hear this from Casey, storytelling thing, or I needed to see this from Peter McKinnon, the way he does his B-roll, but guess what, that's just one creator, and someone else probably said the same exact thing to some other creator that wasn't these two. You know, so in the video, I gave an advice and I said pretty much to focus on what you're doing, be consistent and be disciplined, because there's going to be times where you don't want to film. There's going to be times where, you know, maybe you play basketball and you don't want to shoot. Right. But you have to have the discipline to continue so that you can get better, so that people can see that you're consistent and they can actually rely on you to create a video and or expect a video from you. And at the end of the day, you get better. You just get better in general. So that's pretty much my pep talk of the day. Next few episodes, we're going to be going back to like a lot of tech news and stuff. Because there's certain things that I'm going to be getting. Like the new MacBook. Still not sure what I'm going to get. So I'm actually heading to the Apple Store probably the end of this week or next week to kind of compare the laptops. I know the 16-inch has a bigger screen. And, you know, because of my eyesight, like, I enjoy bigger screens because of that. But, you know, I don't want to spend too much because I still have to get me a new camera. And the lens that I do want to get, it's just so versatile that I'll be able to do portraits and I'll be able to do wildlife. And I'll be able to just to do events as well. So it's just it's a hefty lens, but thank the Lord. I mean, I got the approval from the spouse, so it's not going to interfere with anything, you know, or any finances from our end. But as far as like, you know, spending too much, but you know, as far as the laptop goes, I definitely need it because my MacBook Air, I ended up grabbing it from the screen, which is the dumbest and stupidest thing I've ever done, and screen shatter. So it's just like, okay, there you go, that's another $600-$700 for the screen. And yeah, so I ended up selling it, but definitely taking care of this one. So I'm not sure what I'm getting. Most likely it's going to be the 16-inch, and I'll probably do the M1 Pro Max just because I know I'm going to end up messing around with Blender and trying to get into animation and trying to see what I can, you know, practice on my own. So I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. But stick around. Stick around the podcast, and also subscribe to the channel if you haven't. Mikey Creator on YouTube, Mikey Creator on TikTok, which I am slacking, by the way. But we're going to get back on it consistently. And yeah, make sure you guys subscribe and favorite this station as well, Mikey Creator Podcast. And I will catch you guys next time on another episode here on the Mikey Creator Podcast. Catch you guys later.